I must have that boldness. Yeah, I find a lot of Christians judge themselves so much, judge themselves, and go to an extreme to that, that they become very timid. I mean, they're always judging themselves, looking inward and looking miserable, but there must be a boldness about them. They must be able to say, like it says in Hebrews 13, "The Lord is my helper," verse 6, "I will never be afraid. What can any man do to me?" Can you say that? When you face a difficult situation? Hebrews 13, 6, "The Lord is my helper." It says we got to say that boldly. "I will never be afraid." Can you say, "I'll never be afraid"? I'm not going to be afraid of men. I'm not going to be afraid of anti-Christian forces that may arise in this country. I'm not going to be afraid of difficult times that may come in the future. I'm not going to be afraid of the predicted famine that will come when there won't be enough food in the stores. I'm not going to be afraid of, jobs are going out of, a lot of jobs are going to be lost and you may lose your job. I am not going to be afraid. Or, at my age, who will look after me when I'm an old man? I'm not going to be afraid. A lot of people say, I've made sure that some of my sons live in the same town so that somebody will look after me when I'm old. That's not my confidence. My confidence is in an almighty God who says, I was the one who brought you to birth. And I was the one who carried you all these years. You think I'm going to dump you in the last minute? Read it. Isaiah 46, verse 3 and 4. For those of us who are getting old here. Isaiah 46 and verse 3, the middle it says, "You," the Lord says, "you have been born by me from birth. And you have been carried by me from the time you came out of the womb. To your old age, I shall be the same as I was when you were a little boy. And to your graying hairs, I shall bear you. I've done it in the past. I shall carry you in the future. And I shall bear you. And I will deliver you." Is it better to have a confidence in a God like that? Or in some human planning? I'm not saying you shouldn't plan. By all means, plan for the future. But let your confidence be in God, not in all your human resources. There's a thing called plan A and plan B, people talk about. If plan A fails, I've got a plan B ready. I want to say, I only got a plan A. That is, God will take care of me. I don't have a plan B. If He lets me down, I'm finished. Do you live like that? That doesn't mean I'm foolish or I don't plan for the future. But I say, with Christ, I can accomplish everything God wants me to do. If you feel weak in your heart, there are many verses, it's a wonderful thing if you study the Bible. Psalm 73, it says here, "My heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart." For all those who are afraid of heart failure, here's a verse for you. Psalm 73, verse 26. God is the strength of my heart. I'm not saying therefore you go and eat a lot of ice cream and ghee and all types of things and say, God is the strength of my heart. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Be disciplined. Fast. But God is the strength of my heart. There are many times I have said this. Times when I felt weak, when I've had to go for some meeting. And Psalm 71 verse 16 in the King James Version. "I will go in the strength of the Lord my God." In some other versions it's translated differently. That's been a verse that I've quoted numerous times. The King James Version of Psalm 71:16. "I will go in the strength of my Lord." There are times when I've had to go and preach somewhere and I've had to say that verse because I've already been preaching 10, 15 times in the last previous couple of days and I say, "Lord, I'm going to go in the strength of the Lord." He's never let me down till today. I mean, that may mean sometimes I have to sit down. That's okay. But whatever is in the will of God, I can accomplish. You must be able to say that. And with boldness. I'm not going to live in fear of the future. Oh, what will happen? Everything looks so bleak. No. The peace of God guards my heart and mind in Christ because I commit it all to Him. He is my help. He will never let me down. He goes ahead of me. And He has said, don't fear. Fear is not from God. Faith says, with Christ I can do everything. So whatever you're facing, my brother, sister, this is not, the type of pep talk that positive thinking people say. Positive thinking people is just whipping you and somehow working you up to say something, but your confidence is not in God. It's not, I can do everything. No. It is, with Christ I can do everything. There's a lot of difference if you remove those first two words. Positive thinking is, brother, you can do everything. Believe that. You can accomplish great things. That's not what we preach. That's human self-sufficiency. It'll collapse one day. With Christ I can do everything. Because in positive thinking, it does not allow for you to accept when God says no, that you can't accept. You get a thorn in the flesh, and the positive thinking chap will tell Paul, come on, say it. This thorn will not last forever. It's going to go away tomorrow. Say it. Paul says, I tried to say that. It doesn't work. I prayed to God 3 times, and God said, I'm not going to take it away. Positive thinking people can never accept no for an answer from God. A man who walks with God can accept no. Okay, I'll have that thorn in the flesh, but I will still finish my course. Paul finished his course with a thorn in the flesh. So don't be afraid. We must never be afraid. I will not be afraid. The Lord is my helper. I find many believers in CFC don't have that attitude. So I want to encourage you to have that attitude. The Lord is my helper. With Christ, I can do everything. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.